when we get to Parshas Yisroel, so sometimes I feel that Yisroel, the man, is getting kilo a raw deal. I mean, the fact that somebody from the Ummah Sa'olam can be Moisef, a whole Pasha in the Torah of Atasecheze, the Yisoides of Mishpat in Klal Yisroel, it's Mishken Poshtezach, and the emes is that we ought to be thinking about that a little more. But the fact is, you have one Pasha and you have Matan Torah in the same Pasha, so the tendency is that you talk rather about Matan Torah, the Mamet HaSinai. One day I think we have to get back to Eov and try to work more deeply to see this enormously significant personality, father-in-law of Moshe Rabbeinu, Snishken Poshto Sugyo. But the emphasis is we have to talk about Matan Torah. And the truth is that there is, I think, a machloikas of Rashi and the Ramban over here. It's really a tiny little Rashi and a tiny little Ramban. Rashi says this, Ramban says this, but the emphasis is sort of Vayonu Amos Asipin, like it's unbelievable in its implications what's going on over here. What does the Pasuk say? Pasuk says, Vayikra Elov Hashem in Ahol Lema, Koysa Mal Ves Yaakov, Vesaged Levne Yisrael, Atem Re'isem Es Asher Osisi Lemitzrayim, Vo Eso Eschem Al Kanfei Neshorim, Vo Ovi Eschem Eloi. This is a Pasuk, Rabbi said, this is a Pasuk, it's unbelievable. Again, Atem Re'isem Asher Osisi Lemitzrayim. And here, it's a mitzvah rabbi to read the Rashi. Atem Re'isem, what does it mean? Asher Osisi Lemitzrayim, Al Kamo Averos, Hoyu Chayovim Li, Koidem Shenizdav Kulochem, Velo Nefrati Mehem Elo Al Yetchem. The Bansham starts out with an overwhelming love for Klal Yisrael. He says, look, if I would have wanted to punish the Egyptians, I could have done it long, long, long before you ever came to Mitzrayim. They were a bunch of losers, and they were terrible people. And Asher Besach, Amorim, Besorim, Zirmas, Susim, Zirmosam. They were just an ugly, horrible people. And I could have been Mizdavik to them long, long, long before you came. But it wasn't like, okay, so you have a bunch of Roshoim in the world. But once they started shepherding you, that's when I got involved. That's unbelievable, this Rashi. It's a Moirdika for people who are in Chinuch and teaching classes. Sometimes classes aren't so easy. Over here, the Rebbeinu Shem is Megale, that if you can convince the students of your love for them and of your caring for them, so then things go a lot easier. That's the beginning of the Pasuk. Atem Re'isem Es Asher Osisi Lemitzrayim. Vo eso eschem al kanfei neshorim, and I brought you here on the wings of eagles. Now, what is the mashmoz of that? Vo vi eschem al kanfei neshorim. So everybody knows the Rashi that the nesher carries the children on top of his wings because he's only afraid of the people shooting from below. A ganze pasha. The Pasuk doesn't say that, but it's very, very possible that is even the Pshuta Shel Mikra. But I think that there's also possible another Pshuta Shel Mikra. Why Rashi didn't choose it, I don't know. But the fact is that the Nesha, besides the protective responsibility which he carries for his children, there's also the speed of the Nesher. Bo eso eschem al kanfei neshorim. The Mishnah says, have a kalka Nesher. The Nesher flies very, very, very quickly. Bo eso eschem al kanfei neshorim. It could be that this is a reference to the chipozain with which they went out of Mitzrayim. We'll come back to that in a few moments. But maybe, there's no reason why I should think so with Rashi Chas V'Shalom. But on the other hand, many different facets to every word in the Torah, I imagine. And I just think that it's possible that the reference, or at least that while telling us about his protective feelings for his children, maybe it's also hinting at the speed. And why would he be hinting at the speed? We'll see in a moment. V'ovi eschem Eloi. This is where the big thing is. What does it mean, V'ovi eschem Eloi? So the Targum says, Ukerevis Yosachon Lefulchoni. I brought you close to my service. So what the Targum is doing, he's saying that although the Pasuk says Eloi to me, but what it really indicates is to Lefulchoni, to my service. Now, how does Rashi stand in this? So the Mefoshim of Rashi, at least several which I saw, simply Amitai, Rashi says one word, Ketargumai. What does Rashi mean with Ketargumai? Rashi seems to be wanting to be Maitzias from the Pshuta Shel Mikra. The Pshuta Shel Mikra is that I brought you to me. What do you mean to me? How can a person come close to the Ribbono Shel Olam? To his cover, to his glory, whatever it is. Yeah, how can you come close to the Ribbono Shel Olam? The Teretz is that when it says Eloi, it really means lefulchoni. So Rashi says ketaguma. Don't try and translate it according to the Pashtus, according to the literal meaning, which means to me. No, over here me is used as a substitute for pulchoni. That's how a number of Mefoshim learn in Rashi and in the Targum. But the Ramban says something very different. Let's look at this Ramban carefully. V'ovi eschem Eloi el mokom kvoidi hohor azeh asher shechinosi shom im mochem. This is where my Shechina is with you. The Rashi, the Ramban seems to be very, very much stressing that no, Eloi means Eloi. It taka means Eloi. V'unkelos Shetirgem ukerevin yosachon lepulchoni, and the Targum when he says lepulchoni, derech kovod shel malo tofas leatzmai. Unkelos couldn't bring himself to tell the truth over here. That means the unvarnished truth, that this was a moment where it was actually possible for Klal Yisrael kveyochol to come close keilu to the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. And therefore, he was Teufes. Interesting lotion. V'unkelos shetirgem ukerevis yoschon lepulchoni derech kovod shel malo tofas leatzmai. Keilu Targum, the Unkelos wasn't able to bring himself to translate this literally, which be'etzem is the Pshuta Shel Mikra, not like Rashi and not like the Targum. So the Targum also, the Ramban is indicating, understands that the emes is it to me. But derech kovod la'atzma, he couldn't bring himself to say that. So now what's going on over here between the Ramban and Rashi? That it seems that if we're learning right pshat in Rashi, that Rashi, when he says ketagumai, is coming down on the side of the Targum as he understands it, not that he did it la'atzmoy, but that the Targum over here is telling us, just like always, just like the Targum is always very, very careful to be machik any kind of hakshama. So here also, the Targum is saying, listen, it doesn't mean to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Maybe he felt that this is like a hakshama, coming close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Closeness is a function of space, and the Ribbono Shel Olam is lemaila from space. So that would be perfectly legitimate to learn pshat like that in Rashi. But the Ramban is saying, Rabbi said, that is not the pshat. The pshat is a lie. If you want to say a lie, and you're scared, push it, the awe in which we stand in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam reminds you of the Maharal, that you know, he says that we talk about Yirei Shamayim, we don't talk about an Oyev Shamayim, saying Oyev Hashem, but we say Yirei Shamayim. In other words, Yira is such a potent feeling that we can't bring ourselves to say Yorei Hashem. I'm going to use Hashem's name. I'm trembling. Otherwise, we would be trembling. Yeah, but that's what. Yeah, so I have to say Shemaim. I have to substitute Shemaim. So here also, I substitute Pilchoni for Eloi. But I mean the Rabbani Shalom. I'm not scared of heaven. I'm scared of the Rabbani Shalom. No, I can't bring myself in a matzav of being scared. I can't bring myself to use the word of the Rabbani Shalom. And that's what it sounds like over here, the Ramban. That's what the Targum felt. The Targum was an Elohe Yid. And Mimele, what are you going to say? You came close to Hashem? Can he sign? You can't say that. You can't talk like that to the Rabbi, especially at a moment of such enormous awe. So maybe he said, Pulchoni, but the emes is, you came close to Hashem. That's what the Ramban is saying. So what's the machloikus over here? The Rashi seems to be learning that it's can design that you come close to Hashem as Hashem. So you have to say, Ketaguma, that it doesn't mean that. The Ramban says, yes, you can. Yes, you can. And you can come close to Hashem. And that's what happened. And it was then the Targum was a big Yirei Shemaim. Oh, notice Yirei Shemaim, not Yirei Hashem. It was Yirei Shemaim, so he substituted Pulchanim. So what's going on over here? The emes is, and now this is absolute drush, I mean, let's put it this way, I haven't researched it and I haven't come across this anywhere, so maybe it's total drush, maybe not. It's very interesting. If you look in the Chumash, V'ovi eschem Eloi, so V'ovi is spelled without the yud. Ovi, for all you big medaktikim, everybody understands that it's in the hifil, in the causative, to bring, I brought you. V'ovi eschem, I brought you. V'ovi would mean I came, ovi, I brought. V'ovi eschem Eloi, I brought you to me. But then there should be a yud between the base and the aleph. V'ovi. So the truth is that if you look at V'ovi eschem, reminds you of Hashanah's on Sukkot, yeah? V'hoitzesi eschem, nokuv v'hutzesi itchem. The fact is that the Torah communicates with us at various levels, and even when the Fila Mesorah, we are menuked the word in a certain way, but the fact that it could be menuked in a different way is also a communication to us. So the truth is that it's possible to read these two words, not V'ovi Eschem, which is the Nikud, according to the Messiah, and if a Bar Koiro would read it differently, as I'm about to say, we wouldn't be Yotze Kriya Satoira, there's no suffix about it. But we're not talking Kriya Satoira, we're talking about the information that the Toiro is signaling to us. You can just as well read it, V'ovo Itchem, I came with you. Mamish the same as changing V'hoitzesi Eschem into V'hutzesi Itchem, not I brought you out, but I was brought out together with you. V'hutzesi is the passive form. I was brought out, itchem, together with you. Over here, the hifil, according to the spelling, if not with a nikud, is mashma in the kal, I came, not I brought, but I came. V'ovo itchem, I came with you. In other words, we made a kilu pegisha by a Mamet Hasina. You came and I came. We both came to meet each other. That's, in other words, the Ramban doesn't say that, but I happened to notice it when I looked at the posuk inside, and to me it's mashma very very much that is what the posuk seems to be saying, hinting at. Let's put it this way, like the Ramban. So what's going on? So it seems to me, let me tell you what I think is maybe going on, but I don't know whether it's true. But what I think is maybe going on is, I think that in the in the Parshias, Shmoyes, Vorero, Boy, Beshalach, we've been talking, and quite a few times, if not this year, in past years, but I think also in this year also, that I think that a lot of the things that happened by Yetzias Mitzrayim, a lot of the things that happened by Yetzias Mitzrayim involved this business of a neis besoich neis, that the Mitzri and the Yisrael, they both drank the same liquid from the same cup, and he drank water, he drank blood. How is that shaykh? I don't know. Chayshach. So many Mefarshim learn in the dwellings of the Jews. That means in Goshen there was no Chayshach. But others learn in the dwellings of the Egyptians. That which was darkness for the Egyptians was light for the Yidden. I think I mentioned that what I think is involved in this, these are things that we can't understand. We can't understand how darkness can be light, and we don't understand how water can be blood. But that's what happened. And maybe I mentioned it, maybe I didn't mention it. I think that the Mocha is the Mocha of Rashi, where it says that when Ribbono Shel Olam when Moshe Rabbeinu told the Yidden that they have to put the dam of the Pesach on the doorpost and so on of the house where they're eating the Korban Pesach, it says, Now what does it mean, lo yitein hamashves? So the pashtus, I think we would all be inclined to translate, Hashem will not give the mashves permission to come into the house. But Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, Ein lo yecholes. He has no ability. He's not able, he won't be able to go in. Not, I don't give him permission to go in. It doesn't make any practical difference. But what's it saying? What's so great about being unable? It's enough that it doesn't come in. What do I care whether he's able or not able? But I think that that is the yesod of what's happening over here by the Nisim of Mitzrayim. I think that the whole Mahalach of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the way the Ribbono Shel Olam stellt weg, how Yetzias Mitzrayim took place, is to be koveya, the yesod that Klal Yisrael, after the contract which Yaakov Avinu signed with Esav in Rivka's womb, that he gets Olam Habo and Esav gets Olam Hazeh. So the pshat is that when Yaakov appears in his real persona as a Ben Olam Habo, then the happenings of Olam Hazeh simply don't exist for him. There is no blood relative to Klal Yisrael. There is no darkness relative to Klal Yisrael. And the Mashris is not only that he doesn't have permission, he doesn't exist. This Mashris does not exist relative to Klal Yisrael. Ein lo yecholes. If the pshat would be he doesn't have rishus, that means that be'etzem you could be ki'ilu subject to his wiles, and he'd like to kill you, and he's gnashing his teeth, oh, I wish I could kill this Jew also. The Torah doesn't even exist. Ein lo yecholes, for you it doesn't exist. I think that that's all. If we learn the psukim carefully, I think that these are the yesoidas which it says that Lokachti eschem li le'am. What does it mean, Lokachti eschem li'am? It says eschem v'tachas tzivus Mitzrayim v'tzalt eschem v'emet esam v'galt eschem v'yot chazor v'yot chazor v'yot chazor. Lokachti eschem li le'am. You're going to be li, it says. Li, 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 li. What does that mean? That means that in this physical world where be'etzem it's not shayach to me because I'm not physical, so in that physical world you will be a chunk of Li, you will be my ambassador there, and your homes will be extraterritorial. You are not really living in Olam Hazeh, you are Olam Habodika kind of people. And I think that I could go into more detail about that, but I think most of you, if you listen with any regularity to the shiurim, I think we've been through that quite a few times. So what I wanted to suggest was that Wo eso eschem al kanfene shorim. Maybe it's talking about the speed. Wo avi eschem eloi. What does that mean? That's a very, very, very important maral. I think I've also mentioned that before. That Shtelzeron, this idea of eating matzah the whole of Pesach, that Shematim and some matzah is that you want them to make sure that the matzahs don't become chometz. So Chazal said, don't eat Shematim and some matzahs, eat Shematim and some mitzvahs. Rashi is, why does Rashi bring that Chazal? Rashi only brings Chazal when it's Nageya to the Pshutash and Mikra. So what's why is that so important that Rashi should bring over here that you can read Shmatim and Samatzos, you can read the Shmatim and Samitzos? Incidentally, it's another example of making a different nikud. So, Zokta Maral, that the Pshat is, you see in the Pesach there's so many times that the Torah says the whole of Pesach for 7 days you should eat matzahs. Now there's no mitzvah I say to eat matzahs. Whether there's a mitzvah kiyum is, whether there's not a mitzvah kiyum is, a ganze pasha. Oh, but the Maaseh says there is no chiyuv to eat matzahs. And still the Torah says eat matzahs. So what is the pshat? Zogt Maral, the pshat is like this, that matzah has to be baked with speed. Quick, 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 quick. If not, it becomes chometz. So the Maral says, what do you mean, ushmatem es ha-matzahs? Make sure that the matzahs don't become chometz. What if they do become chometz? You burn them, finish. You're not going to eat them. You're not allowed to eat chometz on Pesach. So right away, when they're going to become chometz, you're going to throw them in the fire. And Shalom al Yisrael, what's the problem if they become chometz? The Teretz is, Dr. Ramban, the Maral says, you mustn't bake chometz on Pesach. Why? Because you need speed. Why? Because Ani v'loy Malach, Ani v'loy Sorov, Ani hu, the Rebbein Shalom is involved in Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim personally. And the Rebbein Shalom is Lemailo min Hazman. And therefore, no Zman can in any way be mitzamtzem the actions kviyochel of the Rebbeinu Shlalom. And therefore, everything goes quickly. That's the chipozain, because the Rebbeinu Shlalom himself is what's by us the closest we can get to a lemaila min hazman. We can't get lemaila min hazman because in practice we are living in this physical world. So in practice, the best we can do is to do it very fast. So the pshat is like this, perhaps. That what is possible, you saw what I did to Mitzrayim. Now, if my mahalach is correct, so maybe it's meramis to that. You saw that what you saw, you stood outside of what I did to Mitzrayim. To you, it didn't matter. You were spectators. Because whatever I did Mitzrayim, the frogs weren't frogs, and the blood wasn't blood, and the deva wasn't deva, and the shrin wasn't shrin. It didn't exist for you. You stood on the outside of that. It did not concern you. Vo'esu eschem al kanfei neshorim. And I took you al kanfei neshorim. Quick, fast, fast, fast. Kal kanesha. Because vo'ovi eschem eloi. This was going to be a moment when Olam Habo is going to come down into Olam Hazeh. This is the moment when my covered by Yered Hashem al Hasina, which means that the Rebbeinu Shlalom, who Kviyochel his Mokan is in the Olam Haba, he came down into our world. He came down into our world. Vo'ovi eschem, or vo'ovi itchem, if I was any correctness in what I was saying before. So that is what's happening over here. Vo'ovi eschem eloi, I brought you to me. To me, to me, to me, to me, to me. See, and I think that the Ramban may be going l'shitose. I mean, you know, maybe there's a lot of drush going on over here. I don't know, but I can just share with you that, you know, trying to read the psukim, you know, to be, if there are messages between the lines, to try and see whether we can't see some of these messages between the lines. What's the next pasuk? Va'atem shamoya tishmu b'koyli u'shamartem esperisi v'hisem li segula mikol ha'amim fili kol ha'aretz u'shamartem esperisi, and you will keep my covenant. Every single page that's printed on the pages of my Mikvaos Gedolos, can't say every other parish, I mean a lot of people were in the forest, but the ones that are accessible, with the exception of the Ramban, learn that Ushmatem es Berisi means the bris at the end of Mishpatim. At the end of the Mishpatim, the apostle talks about the bris, yeah, that you know they built a mizbeach and the bechayim chatzi adam on the mizbeach, chatzi adam on the people. That was the bris, sefer bris, and the Rabbi Moshe Rabbeinu written on sefer bris. It was a bris on the Torah which they accepted. So what the apostle is saying is that ushmatem es berisi, and you keep the bris which I am going to make with you on Torah. The Ramban doesn't learn that way. The Ramban says, "Shmatem es berisi, habris asher korati es avoseichem, liyos lohem le'elokim ulezarom achareihem." That for all eternity, I am going to be their Ribbono Shel Olam. Nothing to do with the bris on Matan Torah. This was the moment of truth relative to the bris that the Ribbono Shel Olam made with Avraham by the bris ben Absorim, what the Yidden are going to be. And what the Yidden are going to be is extraterritorial. Lech lecha, me'atzecha, u'memaladcha, ve'savicha, el ha'oretz asher ha'reka. And we talked about that in Hazinu, yeah? Yatzev gevul lois amim l'mispar b'nei Yisrael, yimtzo'eyu be'eretz midbar. The other nations are defined in terms of their countries. You are defined in terms of your peoplehood. They need 70 countries. You need 70 people. Each person is a country in his own right, because yimtzo'eyu be'eretz midbar, we don't need a place. Our mokom is the mokom shel olam, is the Ribbono shel olam. I think that these are the undercurrents which are happening in this parshas. In Emesis, there was a whole lot of other things which I had thought maybe I could bring into this year, but it's getting too long, so maybe we can leave that to another time. But I think that this very short Ramban, apparently intriguing on Rashi, who says Ketaguma, is really like opening enormous gates to understanding things over here at a level that is perhaps a little more profound than what is available to us at other times.